Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So we see that the Bible, Paul is telling God, who at sundry times, that process, and in different diverse manners. He spoke to them in different ways. Now it's important to understand this because we get in verse number 2 and it'll really come to light why Jesus is so much better. He spoke to them in different ways in the Old Testament, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. We know what a prophet was. There's no more prophets today. I know you may go by church signs and they say prophet so-and-so, prophet so-and-so. There's no prophets, no more apostles today. But a prophet was one who speaks for God. These were tremendous men of God who had a tremendous message, but they had flaws and they only had partial revelations from God. None of them were perfect. So that's why it's so important to understand this very first verse. In the times past, remember he's speaking to these Jewish believers. In the times past, God spoke different ways unto the fathers by the prophets. Notice he said, didn't say he spoke to the fathers. He went from the prophets to the fathers. Are you following? Very important to understand that. He didn't speak straight to the people of Israel. He used people, prophets, and great men to bring his message. Why is that so important? Because in verse 2, hath in these last days, stop, before you go any farther. This book was written about in the AD 60s sometime, because we know the temple was in AD 70. So since AD 60, 62, 65, whatever you put, they've been living in the last days. Isn't that interesting? The word last days is that word we get eschatology from. I've been telling you, since Christ ascended into heaven, remember in Acts chapter number 1, and the apostles that was watching him ascend into heaven, two men were standing here. And why did Pharaoh say, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing, looking in the clouds? This same Jesus, if you've seen him ascend, will return to you. They were living in the last days when Jesus ascended. The apostle Paul was looking for the coming of Christ during his day. In the last days, some almost 2,000 years ago, people have been looking for the coming of Christ. Amen, preacher. Remember we're in the book of Revelation, the imminent mentality? Here Paul even mentioned it, in these last days. Okay, throw in. And has spoken in times past, well, in these last days. Let me throw something to you. I missed one. The Old Testament is the New Testament enfolded. And the New Testament is the Old Testament unfolded. I want you to get that. We talked about the Old Testament in verse number 1. About in times past. In verse number 2, but in these last days, the New Testament is that Old Testament, what the prophets talked about from Genesis to Malachi, speaking of Jesus, it's unfolded in the New Testament, and we see that in these last days. Here's the key. It's now spoken unto us by his Son. No longer to the prophets. It's no longer through the prophets. In these last days, has spoken unto us by his Son. Jesus Christ did not just bring a message from God. Here's the important point here. He did not just bring a message from God. Jesus Christ was the message of God. The very message of God was found in Jesus Christ. While the other prophets brought a message from God, you see the difference? Man, I ought to make you shout when you see this, the difference here. In verse number 1, they brought a message from God. In verse number 2, he is the message of God. He is God, very God. Really, Jesus is God's message to mankind. So we see this, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Now, you got to keep it in your framework to keep all this in context. These Hebrew people are struggling. They're struggling. because they're just new babes in Christ, and Christianity is new to them, and they're being pulled back by family, friends, co-workers to get back into the temple. And he's trying, there's something much better. These last days, it's Jesus Christ, not the prophets, but now Jesus Christ, who, now, the rest of there's a sevenfold description of Jesus right here in the next two verses, and I want to hit them real quick. A sevenfold description of Jesus and why he is better. Number one, whom he appointed heir of all things. Speaking of God, appointed Am I going too fast for y'all? Some of y'all are looking at me like, okay. God appointed Jesus Christ heir of all things. H-E-I-R. Why is that so important? We're going to find out that Jesus Christ is the creator of the world. He made all the world. Well, because he's the creator of the world, does that mean he's the heir of the world? No. He's the creator through his deity. In the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light. By the way, I was reading something just I wish I'd got this when I was studying the book of Genesis. I keep studying and studying. Literally, in the Hebrew, when it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, literally it says this. God says, God said, light be, and light was. Let that one sink in. Instead of getting all, literally, light be, and light was. Why? Because he's the creator. He just spoke it in existence. But more than that, he's the heir. He became the heir. Why is that so important in the creator? Because he became the heir through his humanity. He's the owner of it all because of the creator. He's the creator. But that's why it's so important when he said he became the heir, he became heir of all things. It's because he was born of a virgin through this humanity, and he lived a sinless life, and he by right inherited all things. Why? Because remember the first man, Adam. Remember him. All right. The first man, Adam, was given control and dominion over all of creation. Adam had it all under his dominion all. Remember that in the creation, you have it all, Adam, and Adam forfeited that right. So Jesus Christ became heir when he's known as the second man, Adam, came, born a virgin, lived that sinless life, that sacrificial death, that supernatural resurrection. He conquered death, hell, and the grave, and the victory, and because of that, he has right to the heirship of, not just because he owns, are y'all following the thought? Through not just... This ain't in my notes. Do you know Jesus is all God and all man? We have a man, Christ Jesus. Timothy tells us that. 1st, 2nd Timothy. The man, Christ Jesus, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for us. Jesus Christ is not only God, very God. He's man, very man. He's not 50% God, 50% man. He's 100% God, 100% man. You understand it? No, I just believe it. That's why he's the heir of all things. He had victory and he has the authority to inherit it all. And by the way, it says that we're joint heirs. I love to talk about that. I did a study on just the joint heirs. It's pretty good when you get away in the woods in Georgia and you ain't got nothing to do. Matter of fact, I'll have to finish this next week. I won't be finished, but you know what I'm talking about. I was up there, didn't hardly have phone service. Thank God I had God. Well, we had some great services last week. Thank God for the internet and the Roku and all these things. Had some great preaching. I was scared to come back. I heard all this great preaching, you know, and singing and all. I didn't know if I could have a job. I'm only gone 1 week, and people think you've been gone. I'm only gone 1 week. Don't you want me back? Anyway, I'm just kidding. But just you and the Lord and the Word of God, and I had these commentaries, and I started reading about these joint heir things. About this joint, we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. It does not mean we're co-equal. We're never co-equal with God. He's the heir. We're joint heirs. He has control. He has it all. He just shares it with us. Are you following? That's what a joint heir means. Okay. It doesn't mean we're equally. We'll never be. Unless you believe, as a Mormon, believe like be like little gods, or we'll never attain what Jesus will be, but thank God we're going to see him when they become as I got to move on. This is good stuff.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.